We continue five lines up before the lines get wide on Chaf Amud Beis. We are continuing the discussion about Hirhurim v'nishmarto mikol davara, to protect yourself from doing any evil. Tanu Rabbanan v'nishmarto mikol davara shlo yaharher adam b'yom v'yabo lidei tuma b'layla. A person should watch their thoughts during the day, because if they have bad thoughts during the day, they may end up having some form of seminal emission at night and become tamei. Mikan Amar Rav Pinchas ben Yair. From here, Rav Pinchas ben Yair told us the famous statement, which is the basis for Mesilas Yesharim. Torah mevi alidei zehirus, zehirus mevi alidei zrizus, zrizus mevi alidei nekius, nekius mevi alidei precious, precious mevi alidei tahara, tahara mevi alidei kedusha, kedusha mevi alidei anava, anava mevi alidei yirascheit, yirascheit mevi alidei kedusha, kedusha mevi alidei ruach hakodesh, sorry, chasidus, chasidus mevi alidei ruach hakodesh mevi alidei tchias amesim, vechasidus gedola mikulan. That the highest level of spirituality is chasidus. Shenemar az dibarta b'chazon l'chasidecha. Upligad Rav Shimon ben Levi, tamar Rav Shimon ben Levi, anava gedola mikulan. Which is the highest form of spirituality? Is it piety or is it humility? Rav Shimon ben Levi says it's humility. Shenemar ruach Hashem Elokim, aliyan mashach Hashem osi, libsar anavim, chasidim lo nemar, ela anavim, halamanata sha'anava gedola mikulan. So which one is the greatest? One says it's anava, one says it's chasidus. Tosos here points out in anava mivili de yirascheit, said that Rabbi Yehuda mi Paris asked the following question. The Medrash says, shlosha dvarim shkulin ze kazeh. There are three things which are equal: yirascheit, chachma, and anava. Well, how can you tell me anava is the greatest when it's equal to yirascheit and chachma? So Tosos says, v'yesh lemar d'hachi ka'amar. This is what that Medrash means to say. Delosag yilaha below ha. Each one needs the other. Doesn't mean one could be better than the other, but each one depends on the other. Ha, yira below chachma. There can't be yira without wisdom. The chachma below yira, and there can't be wisdom without fear. Ushtehem below anava. You can't have fear and wisdom without humility. Va'anava below shtehem, and you can't have humility without having fear and wisdom. So each one is dependent upon the other. However, anava is the highest level of spirituality, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The next Gemara continues. Ein mochrin. This is focusing now on our Mishnah again, that a person is not allowed to sell any item which is mechubar lakarka, but they can sell it. Misha Yakatzeitz, once you cut it down, then you can sell it to them. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can sell it on condition to chop it down. And again, the source for the prohibition is Lo Sechanim. And now the Gemara is going to ask the following questions. Tan Rabban and Mochrim Lam Ilan Almanas Lakutz Vekotze Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda again says that you can sell a tree to an idolater on the condition that they will cut it down, and then he cuts it down. Rabbi Meir said, Omer Ein Mochrim Lam El Katzus. You can only sell them a log, something which has been cut. Shachas, amanas, ligzos, vegozes, divir Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says that you can sell shachas. Shachas is tvuas chiten. It's wood. It's food. You can sell food which is attached to the ground on condition that they cut it. Rabbi Meir, Omer, ein mochran el gezuza. No, it has to be shorn off first. Kama, amanas, liktor, vekotzer. You can sell stalks on condition that they harvest them. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Ramir Omer, Ein Mochen, Kama, Ela, Ein Mochen, Ela Katsura. It has to be harvested. It has to be detached from the ground. Utricha. So now, we have this Brisa, which made these three statements, which are repetitive. So why is each independent reason important, or halacha important? Utricha. Ti'i Ashmir and Ilan, if we only had the case of the tree that Rabbi Meir says you have to give them a log, Rabbi Yehuda says you can give them a tree which is attached to the ground, so long as they agree to chop it down. Maybe only there Rabbi Meir would say that you're allowed to, you have to sell it as a log, because There's no loss by keeping it that way. A log is going to last forever. But food, if you leave it there, it's going to rot and get ruined, and therefore maybe he'll be more lenient in those cases. Maybe he'll be lenient. So therefore, we needed the other two cases to say that no, even in those cases, Rabbi Meir would be strict. And if it only had the other two cases, you don't know the value of the item. You don't know the value of the log. You don't know the value of the stock. You know the value of wheat. You know how much it is. It's valuable. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda, who is generally lenient, strict, he might. No, he's generally lenient. Maybe he would admit to Rabbi Meir that you have to have it chopped down. Because you know what its value is. And as Rashi says, Lo minkar shevach b'chiburin mikan ve'elach, dekama pasta ve'elach, ve'ilan nehi nami delo pasid, mi lo minkar d'l'shevach. You don't know their value. Aval shachas denir le'einayim, dekama ashile. You know that when it comes to shachas, the longer it stays in the ground, the better it gets. So maybe there he would agree to a mayor that you can't sell it until it's already cut down, because he'll hold on to it, he'll keep it there, and then again you're selling it something which is attached to the ground, and that you don't want to do. And if you don't say only these, you would think, well, maybe only these he would agree. Well, only in these cases would Rabbi Meir say the following, but in the other cases, Rabbi Meir would agree to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore tzricha. Therefore, you need all three of these cases. That's the point. Iboilehu. So now the Gemara asks the following question: Behema almanas lishchot mahu. So we've had three cases about food, about agriculture, grains. Or a tree? Can you sell that on condition that it'll get chopped down? And there we had a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Now I want to know, what about an animal? Can you sell a behema to an idolater on condition that he shecht it? So why should it be any different? Says the Gemara, Hasam taim amai shari Rabbi Yehuda. Why was Rabbi Yehuda more makel and said you can sell it to them on condition that they cut it down and then they do it later? Because it's not in their going to be in their possession, and they're not going to hold on to it. They're getting a tree. It's not so valuable. I'm going to hold on to it for so long. It's not in the Rishus at this point. All these are in the land, the karkas. It's Karka Yisrael. So it's on a Jewish person's land. So they have to, in order, if they want to get the tree, they have to go into the land of the Jew and then cut it down. Aval behema, but an animal, kivan de b'rishusei, the ovid kochavim kaima, all you do is you bring the animal into their pen. So now it's on their land. Maybe the concern was even for Rabbi Yehuda. Mashile, we're concerned that he's going to hold on to it, and instead of shechting it, he's going to hold on to it. He's going to use it for idolatrous purposes, and that's not permissible. Or maybe it doesn't make a difference, Rabbi. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is just consistent and says at all times, as long as you make a deal, we trust the idolater. Tashma, the Tanya, behema, almanas lishchot v'shochei divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That again, Rabbi Yehuda is consistent and says you can sell an animal to an idolater on condition that they'll shecht it, and then they shecht it. Rabbi Meir Omer ein mochrin lo ela shchuta, says Rabbi Meir, you can only sell an idolater an animal which has been shechted already. So again, we have this Gemara. The Gemara said that you're not allowed to sell something which is mechuber l'karka to an idolater, but the Mishnah did mention, had this machlokes, that according to the Tanna Kamma, you can sell it once you cut it down. Rabbi Yehuda said you can sell it on condition. And here you have that machlokes in our Mishnah between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda is really a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda.